Time to recap Rutherford County Commissioners from yesterday. County Commissioner Ted Gantz, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Excellent. Good. All right, we got a lot to get to. Boy, yeah. This agenda is packed. Let's start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nope, nobody was present yesterday for citizens' comments, Rich.
Review accounts payable claims.
Yes, sir. We did that. Mm-hmm. We went through each and every bill there, and we always kind of sift through those and look and see if anything stands out, something incorrect, and so we did that.
Board of Equalization meeting, and once again, your treasurer, Linda Pardee.
Yep, came in.
And
yep.
Tax roll corrections. Is that right?
Yep. This was the tax roll correction number 7, Rich. It was on a house move. The house is going to be moved, and so it's an accelerated tax. Essentially, just the tax has to be paid before the house is moved, and that amount was $718.46. And so we approved that tax roll correction from the assessor's office, or excuse me, the treasurer's office. And yeah, yes, sir.
All right. Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened. And you had a visit from a judge?
We did. We did. Yeah. Yeah. Put him kind of on the other side of the bench there. So, but anyway, but yeah, Judge Hang stopped by. He wanted to visit with us about budgets and salaries. This was all about the bailiff salary. So a few years ago, the district judges would like, you know, they wanted to have a bailiff, and that's kind of the common practice now, Rich. And so, they started him off at $17 an hour and had some trouble, keeping applicants or keeping positions filled. And so, Judge Hang suggested that we move that up to, $21 per hour. The bailiff will receive retirement insurance at the county's cost. The total, including the hourly wage, retirement, and the insurance, would be $63,973.89. And again, that's going to be divided amongst multiple counties. Red Willow County would be responsible for 38% of that amount, simply because of our case rates, our caseloads, and how many cases they see in Red Willow County. And so then Red Willow County's share of that would be $24,310.08. And so obviously we're coming into budget season once again. It's hard to believe, but we're about there again. And so so we'll be looking at this and the numbers and unfortunately, like a lot of things, Rich, nothing is going down. Everything is going up. And that's the unfortunate part. It doesn't matter what you do or where you turn. All these costs are going up on everything.
Yep. Amazing. Everything you do and positions, stuff like that, are going up.
Yes, sir. That's the unfortunate part. You bet.
Gretchen Wiebe, clerk magistrate, Lori O'Day, district court clerk, on a presentation.
Yep, they stopped in. So here a while back, the state of Nebraska came into the courtrooms and revamped some of the audio and visual equipment in there. And it was a great upgrade, obviously, for crowds to see and jurors and so forth. And so the state did that I wouldn't call it a grant, but they basically donated this equipment, and they own it for 5 years. And then that's what this was about, was that after the 5 years elapses, then the county, it becomes property of the county. So it was just a signed agreement that we would, after 5 years, be owners of that equipment, and then obviously be responsible for the upkeep of it. Obviously, this equipment was needed in the courtroom simply because of some of the older equipment we had in there. So, obviously, free is always good, especially when the state pays for it. But that worked out, and that's what the agreement was about there, Rich.
Set a time and date to open armor coat and gravel bids.
Yep, we set the date for those two items to be bid for June 24th. So, we're going to be, in the meantime, we'll be looking at some of these roads and trying to decide which ones we need to armor coat. And obviously that's one of those deals where, again, these roads, they're getting old and mm-hmm. they're getting pretty tough. And, you know, and we talked about it too. We've kind of been back and forth between armor coat and chip seal, like NDOT does. Probably the superior product would be the chip seal. But again, it's costly, it's spendy, and you got to get the rock out of Boulder. Colorado is typically a quarry that they get it from, NDOT does. So anyway, we've just been kind of throwing that around. I mean, if money was no object, and it would be great to repave some of those roads, but that's just not going to be feasible. So we'll look to armor coat. And then, like I said, And then we'll receive our annual gravel bids, which is required by the state auditor's office. So,
quarterly jail inspection.
Yeah, this time with the loss of D-Shills, things are a little different down there. So that's certainly an unfortunate event. And but Kevin Darling, the sheriff, took us through and showed us around the jail. And we went and looked at some of the rust and the issues there. And we're hopeful that we're looking local, seeing if we can get some stuff done there. We're looking to maybe sandblast it and then epoxy paint over that rust. But we're trying to get some bids put together and see what we got and what we come up with on price tag there. But obviously, it's something that needs to be addressed as far as jail standards and so forth. So we did, like I said, we did this monthly quarterly jail inspection, and it went well. So
D had worked for the county for how long?
14 years.
Wow.
14 years. And she did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
She did a very good job at her job, and we're definitely going to miss her.
No question about it.
Absolutely.
Consent agenda. You had a number of items there.
We did. Item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners meeting. Item number two was approve accounts payable claims in the amount of $340,465.93. Item number three was approved resolution number 1514, book 24, page 21, directing the road superintendent to conduct a study of road 724 between road 389 and 390 and make recommendations as to vacation or abandonment of that said road. And then item number four was to reappoint Matt Springer and Dr. Jason Blomstead to the Health Board, terms to expire April 30th of 2027. Item number five was authorized chairman's signature on oversized load permit for Rose West Camp. That one would be a house going from 409 West 1st Street out to 71823 Road 386. Item number six was authorized chairman's signature on county road occupancy agreement with Viero Fiber Network, LLC. Again, they're putting some fiber in on road 408 just west of Cambridge there, Rich. And then item number seven is authorized chairman's signature on special liquor license for Roundup in Indianola. It's a wedding reception taking place at Marlene's Kitchen. Item number eight was authorized chairman's signature on special liquor license for Tidy's Sip and Seed LLC. And again, another wedding reception at Marlene's Kitchen. Item number nine, authorized chairman's signature on county road occupancy agreement with Quality Irrigation. Quality Irrigation is trenching in a water line at road 721. And then number 10, the final consent agenda item, I'm starting to run out of breath here, Rich, is authorized chairman's signature on letter of support for the Western Republican River Basin Riparian Habitat Improvement Project. That's simply Southwest Weed Management. Again, when they usually, depending on what grant they get, whether it's they target salt cedar, salt cedar or phragmites or so forth, whatever's on there. And so they're looking for our support with our weed superintendent. So all 10 items on the consent agenda we approved. And so that took care of the consent agenda. Rich.
I'm training you to be a play-by-play guy, so see if you can really keep up.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, this was a long consent agenda to go around. It really was a lot of things, and a lot of that comes from when you do two meetings a month. Some of that stuff starts to get a little backlogged on you. But yeah, that took care of the consent agenda, and then we moved down to correspondence. We had a few things there as well. Number one was Nebraska Department of Natural Resources. They're going to resume, it's a resumed storage notice for the Van Vliet Reservoir. So just a couple weeks ago, we got notice that they were going to no longer be using those dams, and now they've changed their mind on that one. And then item number two is Tri-Basin Natural Resource District notice of hearing that they're having a hearing. It's in regards to some Gosper County, Furnas County water. They're looking to supplement the Republican River Valley, maybe off the Platte River Valley there, so bring some more water down. And really, it'd be I think their sole purpose is primarily for the Kansas-Nebraska Water Act with the Republican River. So that was notice on that. And then item number three was Nebraska Department of Transportation notice of opportunity for input to highway projects. This was just some information we received on a website that you could go to and give your comments, questions, or concerns about the different roads within the districts in the state of Nebraska. Then number four was Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy notice of modified construction operating permit, and this was from Daffer Feedlot, and we spoke to our zoning gentleman there, and he said not to worry about this. This wasn't Craig Bennett spoke. We spoke, or excuse me, the clerk spoke with him and said that this was going to be handled by him. So, so that took care of the correspondence there, Rich. We had a few reports as well, the sheriff's report. And then also the clerk's report. The clerk brought in $7,046.16, and the district court clerk's monthly revenue report was $2,853.10. We also received a report from the city of McCook on the tax increment financing annual report and the properties that are involved with that TIF project. So that kind of concluded. I believe we adjourned at 11 o'clock, so a little bit, a couple-hour meeting for sure.
Yes,
so.
You did get a lot of stuff, yes, on the old agenda.
Yes, sir. Yes, all sir. Right. Just staying busy.
And again, with all the meetings, once again, the folks are always encouraged, and if you want to come in and sit in, you can do that, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I encourage it. Again, I mean, we're there for the public, and if there's any comments, questions, or concerns, or things that you don't like how we're doing it, or if you're not sure how things are being done, reach out to us. Mm-hmm. Our numbers, phone numbers, all three commissioners' phone numbers are listed at the county website, and we'd be more than glad to visit with you.